there were two Lou Reeds that it was really hard to decide between. We picked the one with where he's wearing the shades and looking really tough.
Holding the Coke bottle.
Another one where he just looked like this wide-eyed little cherub.
Lou Reed is a wide-eyed cherub.
He did. He looked so, like, really vulnerable.
Dean Wareham opened for the Velvet Underground with his band Luna, and now, with his musical partner and wife, Britta Phillips, they use Andy Warhol's screen tests to explore some other sides of Lou Reed. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips met while they were playing together in Luna, an indie pop band that drew a lot from fellow New York City acts like Television and the Velvet Underground, as well as Dean's earlier group, Galaxy 500. Even before Luna disbanded in 2005, Dean and Britta were working on material together and eventually moved into scoring films, most notably The Squid and the Whale. So Dean and Britta had just the right experience when they got a call from the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh and were commissioned to add music to some of Warhol's silent film portraits. That material can now be found on the album 13 Most Beautiful Songs for Andy Warhol Screen Tests. And Dean and Britta talked more about the project during an interview with FUV's Alisa Alley.
You know, all these songs accompany were put together to accompany these short films by Andy Warhol, the screen tests, these short silent portrait films that he made. And this one, we play along to the image of Lou Reed drinking from a Coca-Cola bottle. And it's called I'm Not a Young Man Anymore. And it's actually a very obscure VU track that popped up on the internet a couple years ago, right when we were looking for a song to play with him.
So. And he wrote it the same year he wrote this song. I mean, the screen test is from the same time he wrote the song.
Hey, I'm not a young man anymore. Hey, I'm not a young man anymore. I got 5 nickels in my pocket. Gonna get me some more. Nico was pretty, yes. When Nico came to the factory, everyone was very intimidated. That's what Mary Woronoff said, and she was kind of gorgeous too. But
I just read in that book that Mary Woronoff said that Nico acted as if everyone wanted to sleep with her. Not those words. She used another word, including the
dirty
furniture.
Word.
Yeah,
a French word. But this song, it's called "I'll Keep It With Mine," and it's actually written by Bob Dylan.
And Bob Dylan actually wrote it for her, right?
That's the story, because they had met before she even came to the factory. They had met in Paris in 1965 and had traveled across Europe together. And whether he wrote it for her, he gave it to her, he said, here, you take this song. Someone else said that he wrote it for Joan Baez, too. Well, she says that, so who knows?
I can't help it if you might think I'm you are, but for what you're not. Everybody will help you discover what you set out to find. But if
live versions of I'll Keep It With Mine and Not a Young Man Anymore, performed by Dean and Britta. Their latest album is 13 Most Beautiful Songs for Andy Warhol Screen Tests. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear more from Dean and Britta online anytime at WFUV.org.